Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I got some charges on my credit card that I should not have gotten from your company.
Yes, ma'am. Can I start off by having that zip code so I can locate these charges?
Yes, 39206.
39206. Thank you. Can I have a first and last name, please?
Judy Thompson.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Thompson. And just for verification purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
6148 Whitestone Road.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I am showing here that you have our Keto and Cleanse product. Works very well together to get rid of toxins in the body and reduce that appetite. I do see here that the trial was initiated on April 6th. Before confirming the order, it just asked if you, well, before confirming the order, it just said that if you agreed to our terms and conditions, the order cannot go through if you did not agree. But in those terms and conditions, basically what it says is that you have 14 days to receive the product, try out the product, see if you liked it. Initially, you paid the shipping and handling for both. And then on that 15th day, if you didn't call in to cancel, then you were going to be billed for the product that you received and placed you on a monthly subscription.
Okay, I want to cancel my monthly subscription, okay?
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And if it's the price that, no, you can go ahead, I'm sorry.
Ma'am, let me tell you, I'm sorry, let me say, I paid the $670 and the $745. I did not know that I had to call back and you all would continue to send me. I haven't gotten anything else from you guys, okay? I only got the product for $670 and the one for $745. Now, what I want to do, I want to cancel. Okay, you've charged me $91.89. I want that taken off. And then you have a charge for $92.90. I want that taken off also.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can definitely assist you with canceling out the account. When it comes to the charges, since they did go through back in April, they are considered valid. We aren't able to tamper with it. And those charges were for the initial product that you received, that 30-day supply of product.
Ma'am, you sent in your advertising, it says it was $670 for one product, for the cleanser or whatever it was, and then for the pills to reduce the belly fat. I thought I was paying $670 one time only and $745 one time only. It's very deceptive the way you did this. Now, I will probably report you guys to the Better Business Bureau. Now, what I can do to make me a little bit happier, because I'm very upset right now, I want those two amounts taken off of my credit card because I'm going to call my bank. I have not gotten any more products from you guys. I do not want to get any more products from you guys.
Yes, ma'am, and I completely understand. Again, I was just saying that the charges were for the product that you received, and everything that I said was in the terms and conditions that you agreed upon before confirming the order. But I do want to help you as much as I can. Again, we're not supposed to do this, but I can't issue you back 35% on those charges.
Okay, let me call my bank and see what they have to say about it, okay? I'm going to let them know that I have not received any of that supply you said I'm supposed to get, and I will even take a picture of what I got. Two little bottles. That's all I got.
Yes, ma'am, and it's a 30-day supply. A 30-day supply?
You advertise a 30-day supply for $6.70 and the other 30-day supply for $7.45. And now you're saying my 30-day supply is almost $200 for each one, $200 total. That doesn't make sense to me. Now, you tell me, you get with your boss or whoever you need to get with, because Monday morning I will be filing a report with the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, ma'am, and talking to my supervisor.
And with my bank.
Yes, ma'am.
You do just that.
as a courtesy, I can definitely go ahead and give you back 50% on both of those charges. Again, we're not supposed to get refunds.
I want you to give me back 100%. Okay, ma'am? I want 100% returned to me. That's what I want. That's going to make this go away for your company, because I will go further. I'm not one of those silent customers. I will go further.
Okay. And let me just reach out to my supervisor just real quick and see what else we can do for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You do just that, because if they don't want me to continue with my claims, make me happy, because nothing but 100% will make me happy. I am very upset with your company.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Just one brief moment while I talk to the supervisor, see what we can do for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. No problem. Okay, yes, ma'am. After talking to my supervisors and just letting them know everything that's going on, what I tried to offer was trying to see how much money we can get back all together, and we can do 75% on both of those charges, ranging from
okay.
That $94.90 charge would be $71.18. And then that other charge, that 90.
That's not 75%. That's not 75%
of
the $91.
Okay.
No problem. Okay. No problem. Yeah. Let's do the math again, ma'am. Come on. 75%.
Yes, ma'am.
75% is.
Yes, ma'am. I looked at the wrong retail price. You was actually going to get more money back with the $94.90, but I'm sorry. Let me correct my mistake. $91.89.
Okay, one charge is
$91.89.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to do my own calculation here. Okay. Okay, you got $91.89. Okay, Okay, even at 50% of the $91.89, that's $45.
No, ma'am, 75%.
Okay, I'm just giving you what it is. Okay, 50%. The charge will now, I'm just giving you a scenario. At 50%, the charge would be $45.94. And another 25% would be half of that. So we're looking at less than about $20 should be the balance of that $91.89.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just speaking we're putting back into your account. The $91.89 charge, 75% back on that would be $68.92. For that second charge of $92.90, you'll be getting back $69.68 with that 75% refund.
Okay. Go ahead and do that. And if anybody ever recommend you guys, I'm gonna say nope. Don't go that way. Don't. So you're going to put back how much, ma'am, for the first one, the $91.89? Your credit my account was how much?
$68.92.
And the other one you'll credit my account with, that's the $92.90. How much my account will be credit back?
$69.68.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm doing that right
now. I know
now.
You just, okay, go right ahead. I know, ma'am, you're young. You sound very, very sweet. This is the wrong company you need to be working for, ma'am. I'm sorry. You don't need to be hooked up with people like this.
Yes, ma'am. I got that earlier today as well.
No, ma'am, you don't need to be hooked up with people like this because this is fraudulent behavior.
Yes, ma'am. Both of those refunds were successfully processed. A refund confirmation email was sent to judy.thompson1@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am. I'll be looking for it and hope I do get it because if not, I will go further with it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.